You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Today, it's pretty amazing. We celebrate and appreciate something that, you know, you don't ever have to worry about rebooting. You don't have to cut and paste, please. you don't have to click on anything. You just turn the page, open it up, and start in. It is a happy National Book Lovers Day to you, right? My wife's a prolific reader. Me, I'm one of those. I started to have great intentions. I skipped through. And I often tell people, I'm more of an article kind of guy, you know, which is awful. Books. But books have a lot in common with radio in that they cause you to use the theater of your mind, right? Maybe even books more so than radio, maybe, because you're putting input in, you know, the words are going in and you're creating a visual in your mind around that. And that is really thrilling, isn't it? If it's a mystery. I used to sit in bed at night when I was in high school and read Alfred Hitchcock stories and stuff. Why did I do that? You know, they were just fascinating to me. But grab a good book. People always think about that in the summer. You know, we always grab a book. People going hiking the Appalachian Trail, I grab a book or two, you know, and then they end up dropping it somewhere else. But you gotta love a good book. I mean, I'm reading right now. I'm reading an enthralling book. It's actually about anti-gravity at the moment. I mean, I can't put it down.
You're despicable.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
I want to tell you, not to preach at you, but you know, we all go through discouraging times, right? And when you're discouraged, maybe weighed down by difficult circumstances, God can start to feel distant. It's one of those things, right? Yeah. It's easy to think you might need more faith to carry you through. Oh, yeah, I've heard that 100 times. Thought it myself. But thankfully, it's not the size or quantity of your faith that's important. When Jesus said, the size of a mustard seed, you can barely see it. If I dropped a mustard seed on the ground, you probably couldn't find it. That's the size you need. So if you're a believer, though, is what he's saying, you have all the faith you need. It's where you direct it that matters.
The Sound of Life.
Despite the fact of all the wonderful youth groups around, there are an incredible amount of youth, and I'm talking about under 18 years old, 60,000 a day, something like that, will enter a detention center. That's right. They'll be incarcerated in a juvenile jail in a prison in the United States. Wow, that's the dark side. And what you may not think about is, and I didn't, is that the detention center for a youth may be the only place where they feel safe. They have reliable meals. They're sober. They're not facing constant trauma. And in that dark place where few things shine, there's Christ shining bright. Absolutely. Thanks to adults who are willing to go into these facilities and share the love of Christ to youth who may not know the gospel and can make all the difference in the world. Youth for Christ is the official name of the ministry. It's an idea that was kind of spawned by a man from Nazareth 2,000 years ago. He's the Messiah. His name is Jesus. And they want everybody to know him because he's the true light right there. It's pretty amazing because in the 1944... Billy Graham served as Youth for Christ full-time staff member, and since then, it's always been about the message of Jesus, and it's really taken off. And their strategy is to come alongside young people on their journey with Jesus while balancing the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual needs. Youth for Christ. Now, you want to know what they're all about? They're on Facebook, and I posted that link, their Facebook link, on the Sound of Life Facebook page just for you.
Thank you.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Thanks. I'm glad I got Trudy on the line here because that way my story, the story of, and my wife is late for work and I start a snake story, then I'm in big trouble. But Trudy, I wanted to ask you, by the way, since I got you online, anything like really good happened to you lately?
Well, I can tell you a quick one here. It's happened about 2 weeks ago, and I was going up to bed, and dog barked, and I looked out. My house was on fire.
Oh.
And, and so anyway, I ran up, got the fire out before the fire department even came, and it was scary. You know, it was a little bit scary. It gives a whole new meaning to there's another in the fire. And but the next morning I woke up and I got to bed real late. It was like midnight or so, and got up the next morning to head to work, and the faith builder, today's faith builder, was Psalm 4:8 that said, "He makes me to lie down in safety." It was just like it spoke right to me, like God was saying, "Don't worry, I got your back. Things happen." So anyway, I'm very thankful that you have your every day a different faith builder, and just thankful for the sound of life.
Wow.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The sound of life.
So I put off the snake story till now. I don't know why. Snakes like to curl up in places up above you. And I know, you know, it's the same down south as it is up here if you have a tractor with a cap on a top, a cabin on the top. Snakes will go in there, and you may have had it happen where they curl up. It didn't happen to me, but it happened to my cousin's friend, Hervey Honeycutt, down. And then I saw him the night that it happened. He came running down to my uncle's house and was like, he's driving his John Deere out of the shed and got about 10 feet out and the snake fell down. I don't know, they must wake up and then fall out of trees and stuff like that. This woman was cutting grass recently. Her husband was on another mower cutting grass and the snake fell, but it didn't fall out of a tree. It fell from the sky. A rattlesnake fell from the sky right on her. Imagine the feet. I just can't even. Well, there's nothing you can do because it happened. And she's screaming, of course. And here's the hawk flying around. I think the hawk dropped the snake. Thank you very much. And was trying to get it back. And tried a couple of times. The hawk is pecking the lady's arm. The snake's wrapped itself around the arm. And the snake is trying to bite the lady in the face. But she's got glasses on. Snake broke her glasses, which is good, you know, because it's good that she had them on. And she's crying out, "Help me, Jesus, please help me, Jesus." And finally, the hawk got a hold of the snake and took off. She came running to her husband's like, "What in the world?" Her arm's got a bandage on it now, but it's healing, of course. And I would imagine the psychological damage would take a while, I would think. But you know what started? You know why that happened? I mean, you go all the way back to when Adam and Eve were like, they bought into the lie. You'll be just like God. Oh, okay. We'll disobey God because we're going to be just like God. Yeah, right. We know the difference between good and evil, but we can't do anything about it. But God can, and God did. And so when you cry out to Jesus, he's there no matter what kind of wild day it is. And I love
Amen.
It. Jesus.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
We have a lot to be thankful for. I want to tell you about a man. And all he had was a shoebox and an old stubby pencil. He sat outside a convenience store every day. And every day he would say hi to people entering the store and ask them what their name was. Now, since he was homeless, he looked homeless, people would take one look at him and ignore him. They'd just walk in the store. One day, a busy man stopped and answered his question. As the homeless man asked him, "What's your name?" This busy man stopped and said, "Hey, my name's Jim. Nice to meet you, Jim. My name is Howard." And Jim went in the store, he went to get his cup of coffee, and he thought, "I bet Howard like a cup of coffee too." And so he got him one. He came out, had a little chat there, you know, and they left. After a couple of minutes, he said, "Have a great day, Howard." Well, the next week, Jim came back to the same store, get his coffee, expecting to see Howard. Instead, he saw a team of paramedics outside the store Turns out that Howard was hit by a car and he was killed. And Jim went over and he was telling the paramedics that the man's name was Howard. And since it seemed like Jim was the only one that even remotely knew who he was and knew his name, they gave him his only possessions, a shoebox and a stubby pencil. Well, Jim went back, sat down in his car and opened the shoebox. And inside, there was a piece of paper. And the piece of paper had written on it, "My friends." And he unfolded that piece of paper, and inside it had one name, Jim. You see, you have an opportunity to be somebody's Jim, maybe today. You never know what a small act of kindness will mean to someone.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.